Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rock Smith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rock Smith here with USA Digi and RonnieRockSmith.com and calling the Rockstar Video Marketer. And welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. In today's episode of Monday Marketing Madness, episode 10, we're going to be talking about the secrets of how to get into your prospect's inbox. The Monday Marketing Madness Podcast is featured every Monday. So if you love the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast show and want a weekly reminder when new episodes go live, and you want to stay on top of what's trending in the marketing space with our latest news and marketing product reviews, then you might consider joining the USA Digi newsletter. It's free. Just head to usadigi.com/newsletter. And sign up today. That's usadigi.com/newsletter. So let's get started with today's episode. And I want to first say that this secret is not really a secret at all. But again, that all depends on where you are right now in your marketing journey. So if you're a beginner or just getting started with email marketing, then you're going to learn an important marketing instrument today. However, if you're more intermediate or advanced, then you should already know about whitelisting. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I think it's a well-known fact that most people just overlook this. And that's a big mistake. Because if you don't get this right, then your prospects don't see your emails. And if they don't see your emails, you don't get opens and click-throughs, right? And of course, that means that you don't make any money doing email marketing. But not only that, let me ask you this question. Isn't it frustrating when you purchase a product and you're waiting on the emails for your login details, but it seems like it never comes? Then a few days later, after going back and forth with support, you find it in your spam or promotions folder where it was sitting there the whole time? These days, this happens all the time with the abundance of spam that we get. And that's why it's important to whitelist email addresses when we subscribe to a list, so we can make sure we keep getting that valuable information in our inboxes. Sometimes just whitelisting isn't enough though. Sometimes it's even best to have your customers set a filter to make sure your email address does in fact end up in their inbox and not elsewhere. Now, there are some factors that you need to take note of if you're going to be using your own hosting email services. So you'll need to have certain things set up properly, such as SPF, DKIM, and DMARC. And all these things can be complicated. But if you're just getting started, it's best to stick with an autoresponder service, such as AWeber, GetResponse, MailChimp, etc., as they have that stuff all figured out already. So all you have to do is send emails. But there are still other factors you have to keep in mind when using these services to get a good inbox, such as spam word filtering, what format is better for your business, is it a design or the text, and so forth and so on. What does whitelisting an email mean exactly? Whitelisting essentially means when you are approving someone to send you emails that show up in your inbox and not go to your spam or promotions folders. Now, sometimes even though you whitelist their email address, it still may go to the promotion folders first, depending on how the email was written and the words that you used in that email. In that case, you would just drag that email from the Promotions tab into your Primary Folder tab. And for instance, when you do this like in Gmail, you would get a pop-up box popping up near the bottom of the page asking you if you want these emails from this sender to always go to your Primary Folder. You would then simply click the yes in that box. But you have to do it quickly as that little box goes away in a few seconds. All right, let's talk about how to whitelist on different devices. So it's important for you as a business owner to give the required whitelisting instructions to your customers so that they have no excuses of not knowing how to do this, right? And I would recommend you giving a wide variety of different ways and devices to have the whitelisting done, as you can't possibly know what type of device that they will be using to receive your emails. So let's go over a few. Whitelisting using a smartphone. One of the ways you want to give your customers or prospects is how to whitelist using their smartphones, because 9 times out of 10, this is the device they would be checking their email on. So let's talk about whitelisting instructions for Android phones. Number 1, you would open an email from the sender that you wish to whitelist. Number 2, click their icon or picture. And number 3, then click Add to Contacts. Okay, so let's talk about whitelisting instructions for Apple iPhones. Number 1, open your mail app and go to the mailboxes screen. Number 2, select the junk folder. Number 3, find the email you want to whitelist and swipe left to see options. Number 4, tap the More button. Number 5, tap the Mark button. And number 6, tap the Mark as Not Junk button. Okay, now let's talk about whitelisting instructions using desktop email. One of the best and most efficient ways to whitelist is using filters. So if you want to see a video of how I show my customers how to use filters, you can look in the show notes description and find the link to the blog that I wrote on whitelisting. There is videos in the links on the original blog that you can click on to see some examples. Okay, let's talk about the instructions for using desktop email in Gmail. So if you're using Gmail, you most have likely seen that they have separate tabs, right? For primary or social and promotions. So in order to change a sender's priority, you would click on an email from the sender. Let's say it's in a promotions tab and you want to whitelist it. Then you would simply drag that email to the primary inbox folder, okay? After that, a small box will pop up, as I mentioned earlier, asking you if you wanted to move that sender. You click yes, okay? And that's how you do that. Pretty simple. So let's talk about Yahoo Mail now. So simply select the message from the sender you want to whitelist. Next to their email address, you should see a plus sign. Click on the plus sign and select Add to Contacts. Then click Save. Okay, let's go over Outlook. If you're using Outlook.com, open an email from the sender you're going to whitelist. An alert should show saying parts of this message have been blocked for your safety. All you have to do is click I trust this sender. Always show content. Let's talk about using Outlook 2020. Open an email from the sender you want to whitelist. A message should appear at the header of the message saying click here to download pictures, but then in the dropdown, click Add Sender to Save Senders List. Okay, here's how you do it in Windows Live Desktop. Open the message from the sender you want to whitelist. Where it says some images in this message are not shown, there you can click the link that says Add to Save Senders List. Okay, and let's talk about AOL, if you're still using that. Go to the message from the sender. In the preview, you can highlight the sender's email address and a drop-down menu will appear. You can then select Add Contact. Okay, and finally, let's talk about Apple, OS, or iOS devices. So select the From or Reply To button in the email. Then you click Add to VIPs. And that is all the whitelisting instructions that I wanted to share with you. If you have been building any kind of email list, then you should make sure to reply this information to every subscriber that gets on your list. Make sure to tell your subscriber how to whitelist your own email address, and make sure that you do this in the welcome email, because this is the main one that gets the highest open rates. This is just good email marketing practices, and it will also help your business thrive with email marketing. In closing, if you are thinking about becoming an email marketer yourself, you will want to learn as much of this stuff as possible so you can understand how all of this stuff fits together. Hey guys, if you find value in our recordings, please consider supporting the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. This donation will help to sustain future episodes. If you're listening to this podcast on another platform besides Anchor.fm, just head over to anchor.fm/Ronnie-Rock-Smith. That's anchor.fm, RONNIE-ROKK-SMITH. You will find the support button next to our logo on the page, in between the Listen on Spotify button and the Message button. Whichever option you choose is fine by us. We just appreciate any support we can get. And of course, you can cancel anytime. Also, stay tuned for next Monday's show, where each Monday you'll learn some exciting new actionable content that you can use to put forth in your own business. So that about wraps up this episode. Until the next one, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rock Smith with USA Digi and RonnieRockSmith.com and Coing, the Rockstar Video Marketer, coming at you live from the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. And guys, happy marketing.